We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97 won the ticket. It is still the Jamie and Stoney Show. Tom, the Governor Milliken here, Heather Park as well. And, you know, we've been talking about other stuff, but we still want to celebrate the life of Jamie Samuelson. And one of Jamie's greatest attributes, and Wojo actually told the story yesterday, is the fact that Jamie is always punctual and is very upset when people are not punctual. So yesterday, somebody was going to be on the show and he asked what time. I said, well, you know, whenever, call him, whatever. And then today he said he can only do it at a certain time. I said, all right. So I said, you know, call like at 7 o'clock, but I'm not going to promote it. And I told these guys behind the scenes, I'm not going to promote it because you know what? He's not reliable to be on time. Ladies and gentlemen, 30 minutes later than he was supposed to be here, one of Jamie Samuelson's co-hosts over the years and one of our good friends and co-workers, calling us from up north in his homeland of Canada, is the one and only Greg Brady, the co-host of Jamie and Brady and Shep. What's up, Brady?
Oh, God. I'm nervous, but I'm also defiant. I was expecting more defiant than nervous. I expected, we're a lot more organized in Canada. I expected a call from a producer the night before, a wake-up call from a producer. Do you have a producer? I mean, Gov was the best in the business. And thank God Gov had to work mornings with me because he would have screamed at me like he screamed at you for getting in at like 5:54 in the morning. Yeah. I will say, I think almost 6 years, I got to work before Jamie maybe three times. Three times and probably 1,200 shows. He's 1,197 and three, no pun intended with the signal, against me for getting in on time. But then we beat Shep a lot of the time, too. Shep was not punctual.
No way. No way. I was there at 4:30 every day.
Yeah. Well, to get off the Michigan basketball charter wearing a Michigan basketball tracksuit, we're like, Shep, you don't play for the team. It's okay.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
In a bathrobe. But, Mike, I don't know how you did what you did yesterday. I can't have conversations off air for more than 9-10 minutes, and I lose my train of thought. And it's a living nightmare right now, and people will tell me that it'll get better. And I remember always glazing over when somebody would say, hey, I lost somebody close to me that wasn't a parent and that wasn't, you know, a friend of a friend. And I hear the story and you're kind of like, okay, I'm listening. I'm empathetic. You know, in a weird way, let's get on to the next topic. And I don't know when any of us will be able to pull that off anytime soon. And we're not supposed to. We're supposed to keep talking about this and thinking about this and all the things we wish we'd done, you know, either more of or all the things we wish we were going to get to experience with Jamie in the future.
Yeah, I know.
Very, very difficult.
I mean, I got to see him once since COVID, and that was, you know, a week ago tonight, which is the last time I got to see him. He kind of basically knew that it was it. And you haven't seen him in a real long time. I know I tried to set up when you would come to Michigan games, I'd FaceTime him with you so you guys could actually communicate because the two of you, for some strange reason, like had a, like, I don't know if it was a falling out or just a loss of communication and things like that. But I know the deep love you had for him and the admiration he had for you too, because you guys, you know, and when we actually addressed the Sean Astin, John Leguizamo debate on the show the other day.
I heard the clip. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate you agreeing with me. Not having seen three Lord of the Rings movies, I appreciate that also. But let me say that. I know we didn't fall out. We were just being guys.
I know.
And I think guys sometimes do this and you're like, he should, like, we had a couple email exchanges where I'm like, I think the world of you and I want to see more of you. And, you know, you were able to come to Toronto with your friend last year for a Leafs Red Wings game. And Shep was up with the Tigers. Yeah. And, you know, I thought, you know, I've been in Canada now 13 years since sort of the station kind of blew up the first time at the end of 07. And I'm like, but I knew how busy he was. He would get it together to where he told me this. He said, Brady, I'm the king. And Sony, he's probably told you this too. He's like, I'm the king sometimes of making plans. I think I can do it. I put it all down. And then something comes up and I hate bailing on people. And he called it his worst attribute. And I'm like, that's a pretty great guy if that's your worst attribute. But, you know, I wanted him to come see me up here. And I pushed him on that a couple times. And I really wish that we had a great text exchange after the Raptors won and last summer. And that tells me now that he was going through what he was going through then. And he was like, not even like, that must be amazing. The Raptors won. Like, we all went through that. Gov, you, me, everybody in 04 when the Pistons won. And it was just this euphoria and the Wings. And so we had
except you were in Europe covering something that nobody cared about here.
Left after game two. And I'm losing the series. Kobe made the shot. That was their chance. That was like my last word. So I could have been freezing cold takes even then in 2004 with that series. And then they win every game by 20 points. But I think, you know, for him to, for him and I not to pick up the phone, I will always regret that more. But the exchange we had was great. And I asked him how he was. And then it's sort of like, sometimes you'd get a text from Jamie, you'd respond, and then it would be like, nothing. And
yeah,
guys do that. And
yes,
I do. And
I know.
I hate that I do it. And I have to do it less. There's no question about it.
We're joined by Greg Brady, who was a co-host with Jamie back at the old station, WDFM. We can say the call letters now because it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, it's not your competition.
Well, would you agree that because everybody, you know, the outpouring, I know you're addicted to social media too, and reading the columns and all the stuff is, not to say, well, I will say this. I mean, Nicholas Lidstrom's nickname was the perfect human. Jamie's as close as we can find to the perfect human.
Yeah, I think it was in the Athletic piece that Nick wrote is that you can't, how do you go 25 years in a city and you're talking sports? So it's polarizing right away because not everybody agrees. But look at all the arguments. As everybody knows, probably some of our best arguments about sports were off air as opposed to even on the air, where we're yelling at each other about something to do with the Lions or the Red Wings or whatever. In a quarter century, like, Jamie's Q score would have been off the charts compared to everybody else. You know, Stoney, how, you know, Mitch Albom polarizes people sometimes, and then Drew Sharp certainly did, and Rob Parker obviously did, and all of us doing what we do. Like, to get the kind of unanimity, I don't even think, look at ESPN, right? Stuart Scott leaves us way too early, and there's people that didn't love Stuart Scott, and there's people that don't love Chris Berman. Jamie's Q score would have been higher than anybody I've certainly ever worked with, and anybody that I can think of in a sports city. Like, Mike Francesa could have a heart attack tomorrow, and we all know the score wouldn't be the same. We know that. So you're right. I mean, he could get mad, and he could get fired up, and he was your friend, but also that was the only case where I think I had a contemporary almost. I wanted to please Jamie like a parent. Jamie did a lot for me. You know, Jamie helped me get my work visa,
yep.
Helped me get in that old building in the garage. And I left a job where I was making 10, 15 grand more. I won't lie. I started making 25 grand at WD Gov's. Like, how the hell did you get 25 grand? What kind of negotiation was that?
Can't believe you're getting that kind of money.
I think Henson's first offer was 18-2 probably, and I worked him up. I grinded him down. But I knew, like, it would open so many doors. There I am, like, going to Santa Monica with the Wings to play the Kings or the Ducks, and I'm making no money, but I'm here. And, like,
and oversleeping game day skates.
Yeah, I missed a couple. It's beautiful weather out there. Darren McCarty, like, living the life he lived then, do you think he was at every game they skated? It was like some guy in a number 25 jersey with curly hair. That wasn't even him. But Scotty didn't notice. He was getting older. So, listen, but, you know, Jamie would, I told the story in the paper about how we were going to go to the Verlander no-hitter. I tell him at 10 o'clock, like, I can't go. I got a roller hockey game that night. And he was mad at me for 3 days. He really was. He was like, you cost me a chance to see a no-hitter. And I'm like, those kind of things, you eventually hoped you fell back in his good graces. And I know, you know, Gov, Stoney, even Wojo, he'd get frustrated with all of us. And sometimes we'd be frustrated back. But you patched it up with Jamie really quickly because you cared that much about him. You knew how sincere he was. He wasn't mad at you unless it was for a good reason.
Well, it was great hearing your voice. I know you still have a lot of fans around here.
Hey, Greg, I just want to ask you, and it's good to hear your voice. Haven't talked forever. Yeah. And I can tell you firsthand between, you know, Jamie and you just not talking a lot with him over the years, right. You and him. It's the same with me with three kids, and I'm not on social media. It's just not for me. I just don't have time. If I'm going to do the things that I need to do in my life and get them the right way, I just don't have time to stay in touch with some people, you know? But I just wanted to ask you, what was your, of all the things working with Jamie on the air, what was your favorite memory?
I think we did the morning after the Wings beat Carolina, and I'd been at the Joe all night, and I was on the ice doing interviews, and we came in, and it was one of those satisfying moments where I think he was really happy for me. Like, none of us tried to be a homer, although you had a long spot buster with me interviewing Sergei Fedorov where it sounded like I was, you know, I wasn't on one knee. I might have been on both knees interviewing Sergei after they won. But I think he was happy that I'd worked so hard on the coverage. Sean and I and Sony, too, had worked so hard on – we were out in Denver doing shows. When a team would come together, it was really, really something. And we had so many moments, whether it's Michigan State basketball. We barely had a good Tigers team till the very end. So that was until 06. And we almost never had a good Michigan basketball team. That would have been a lot of fun for me because I grew up loving the Fab Fives, loving the Ramil Robinson, Glenn Rice team. But I want to, give me a minute and let me talk about what you talked about because I agree with you. Family gets busy and work gets busy, but you know, I've got to find a way. My wife and I had a chat 3 years ago where we realized we not only have to talk to each other when we're married and we'll be like, I need you more here, and I need you more because of A, B, and C. And she said it to me, and I've said it to her. And if you can't have like chats like that in a marriage, I think family, your kids are always going to be there for you, and your work is like your work has to understand also. Sometimes you got to balance your work. I got to make a ton more phone calls to my friends. I am not just putting this all on myself. I wish Jamie and I had sort of picked up the phone a hell of a lot more. I remember when he got the job with you, Stoney, when he moved from the afternoon to the morning, I was like, wow, amazing. Tell me all about it. And he texted me. He's like, I'm so busy today. I'll get back to you. And then like 3 months go by. That's just a guy thing. That's not a Jamie thing, Stoney thing, Brady thing, Gov thing. It's just we got to find a way. We got to go get our colonoscopies. And we got to be better about picking up the damn phone and not thinking, well, he saw my emails. I know how much he loved me, and I loved him, and I will love him forever. I wanted so many more moments with him than I've had in the last decade, and I wanted them for decades to come. And it's the saddest part of my life so far, truly and deeply, that I don't get them now. I don't get them.
Greg, be well. Your country seems to be handling COVID a lot better than ours, and hang in there, buddy.
That's your hottest take. Like that, I don't get anything on the Leafs not getting any goals the other night. I mean, I don't know that
they got home with all those fans. They got home ice advantage. I mean, they can't take advantage of that, right?
All those empty seats are too much pressure for the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. Hey, you know, but they don't have Babcock. They can't. Well, they couldn't win with Babcock either. Talk to you later.
Would you have loved a Babcock camera with him sitting in Saskatchewan, having just like hunted down four or five animals. He's got a brandy going. He's got $6 million a year in the bank the next 4 years, and he's laughing that they can't score a goal against Columbus for 60 minutes. I would have loved a Babcock camera the other night.
It would have been fun. Talk to you later. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Love you guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks, Frosty.
Frosty. I don't know if you heard that because I think I was because we went way, way too long. 97 won the ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.